It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I'm glad we're television neighbors, you and I. I was just thinking, I go away from here and then I come back and visit you. And then I go away and come back. Do you ever play peekaboo? You know, like this and say, peekaboo. Well, I'd like to do that right now. Right behind here. That's sort of like going away and coming back, isn't it? Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. Here I am. Now I'd like to do a different kind of thing. You'll see what's behind this pillow next. Where's Mr. Rogers? Peek-a-boo. This is Mr. Rogers, and this is Mr. Rogers. This is a painting of my father. And of course, his name was Mr. Rogers. Sure. And after he and my mother were married, they lived in a house that had a lot of grass to cut. My mother didn't like to cut the grass, but my dad did. In fact, he liked it a lot. And he would get dressed like this and take the mower and cut the grass for long periods of time. Well, the same person who painted this picture of my dad is going to paint one of me today. Her name is Diane Dengel. And there's some things about her work that I find very special. One of them is she doesn't use paint brushes to paint. She uses just her fingers. Well, I'd like you to see how she does it. Let's just go to Diane Dengel's house now. She's expecting me to come. So come along to Diane Dengel's. This is where she lives and works. Hi, Diane.
Hi, I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi.
It's Diane Dengel.
Won't you come in?
Mm-hmm.
This is my studio.
This? But what about all these dolls?
I also make them as well as paint.
Oh, you make all these dolls?
Yes, I do. They're all made from fabric and they're sewn and stuffed with cotton.
Is this your hobby?
No, I do this for a living. And the faces are then painted in oil.
How long have you been making dolls?
I've been making dolls since I was a very little girl.
Oh.
They're painted in oil like I'm going to do your portrait over here by the easel.
Oh, good.
Would you like to sit here?
All right. You know, that portrait that you did of my father, Diane, that's a real prize for me. I love to look at that. Of course, the one you do of me will be different, won't it?
Yes, it will. I'm going to do you on canvas with oils.
Oh, good. You already have something on this canvas.
Yes, I put the background in already, so you wouldn't have to sit so long.
Oh, so you're going to put my face in here?
Yes, I left this place blank so I could put your face in.
Okay. And you use your fingers, don't you, not paintbrushes?
Yes, I use my fingers and little bits of rolled up newspaper. And with the little points, I'll put your eyes and your eyebrows and the little details that my fingers won't be able to do.
I see. And you've got all these paints on the cardboard here.
Yes. And I'm going to be adding more as I progress.
Okay. May I watch while you do it?
Sure.
That feel messy.
Yes, it is a mess. But after a while, it'll take shape. When I was a little girl, I made messes.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Did your parents allow you?
Yes, they did. But I always cleaned up my messes.
Is it fun for you to do this?
Yes, it is. And I'm so lucky that I can make my living at something I like to do.
So you've been painting a long time.
Yes, I have.
Love to watch.
You're welcome to watch. It's going to take a while.
Mm-hmm. Anything that's worthwhile takes a while.
Yes, you're right. And after I put the paint on for your face, then I'll go into detail and do your eyebrows and your eyes and your nose, and pretty soon it'll take shape.
Why is it that you never used brushes?
Well, when I was very young, I couldn't afford the paint brushes I would need. So I started to use things around the house, like rolled up newspaper.
Mm-hmm. And rags. And
yes, anything that I could, that would be useful to me as an artist.
Did you ever paint your mom and your dad?
I did do my mother's portrait once, and also my brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh. Was that fun?
Yes, they were very nice. They sat for a long time, and they were very patient. But it's not like having your picture taken with a camera. You have to sit for a while.
Mm-hmm. What would you suggest to children who are really interested in drawing and painting?
Well, I think the main thing is to do what you feel like doing and never to give up. Some children love to make horses, draw horses and scenery, and I'm a people artist, but there's all different kinds of art. But the main thing is don't get worried if it doesn't turn out good, because it takes a lot of practice. Now I'm going to do your eyes.
Does everybody have different eyes?
Yes, they do. It's very interesting. There's no two people alike.
And yet we're all people.
Yes.
I feel as if I should just go like that when you're painting my eyes.
Then your portrait would come out looking that way.
Mm-hmm.
See? We have to use different colors, and for all, you would be surprised the colors you need to get the right eye in. I use various colors, even purple. I'm going to use some purple.
I would think that you'd be very interested in eyes, Diane.
Yes, the eyes, you know, are the main part of the portrait. You'll see me look at you several times to get the right color and the right shape.
Did anybody ever paint your portrait?
No.
Would that be fun for you to have somebody paint your portrait?
Yes, it would be.
If I could, I would. But I don't know how.
Well, now let's see.
Why is it?
I'm going to use another little newspaper stick.
What for?
This is going to be to put your sparkle in your eye. It makes your eyes come alive. There. Well, this is all for today.
I don't need to sit anymore?
No, I'll remember the rest of your features, your nose and your mouth, and I'll stay up late tonight and finish it.
You'll finish it tonight?
Yes, I will. When I was little, I couldn't stay up late, but now that I'm older, I can.
Uh-huh.
And besides, when I'm working on something and I want to get it done, I must stay up late to finish.
Oh, good. That'll be fun to see. What will be down in here?
Well, that'll be a surprise. Would you like to wait till tomorrow?
Sure.
All right.
Thank you. I'll come back then. I think that already looks like me. Oh, I didn't see the bride and groom before. They're beautiful.
Thank you. That's one of my favorites.
I can see why. Do you make the clothes for them, too?
Yes.
And the little flowers. What a talented person you are. You're sure it'll be ready tomorrow?
I'm pretty sure, but I'll give you a call.
Good. Thanks so much, Diane.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Come on, let's go to my place. Isn't that fun to see her work? Just with her fingers and little pieces of rolled up paper. Do you think that my father and I look alike? Of course, my portrait will look different from my dad's because he's one person and I'm another. Nobody is exactly like anybody else, even though we're all people. And what's more, each person is fancy, one way or another. If you'd like, maybe you'd sing our fancy song with me, would you? Some are fancy on the outside. Some are fancy on the inside. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Boys are boys from the beginning. When you're born a boy, baby, you grow up to be a bigger boy and then a man. Girls are girls right from the start. When you're born a girl, baby, you grow up to be a bigger girl and then a woman. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Only girls can grow up to be the mummies. Only boys boys can grow up to be the daddies. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, so is mine. I think you're a special person, and I like your ins and outsides. Everybody's fancy, everybody's fine. Your body's fancy, and so is mine. I like to sing that song. Do you? Your body's fancy, and so is mine. Let's have some make-believe now. All right, I'll get the trolley. There, trolley. I think you're a special trolley. Let's make-believe that Mr. McFeely is going to deliver a make-believe portrait to King Friday the 13th. A portrait by a very interesting artist. Neighborhood of make-believe, trolley.
Hi, trolley. Have you seen Mr. McFeely? Oh, that's all right, thanks. He should be along any minute.
Lady Eberlyn, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
Has the delivery been made?
Mr. McFeely hasn't arrived yet.
I'm looking forward to seeing this new portrait.
You have lots of portraits of yourself, though, don't you, Uncle Friday?
Yes, but each one is different because each artist sees us in a slightly different way. I found James Michael Jones a very interesting person.
How so?
Well, he simply measured me and said, "That's fine. I'll have your portrait ready tomorrow."
He didn't even take out his paints?
No, I didn't see any paints.
Oh, how...
Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Hi, Mr. McFeely.
Yes, Mr. McFeely.
Good day, good day.
Mr. McFeely, I presume?
Correct as usual, both of you.
Do you have the portrait by James Michael Jones?
I do, and I also have James Michael Jones himself.
Oh, what a pleasant surprise.
The surprise is definitely all yours, King Friday. But the delight of the occasion can be shared by us all.
Mr. Jones, I'd like you to know my niece, Lady Aberdeen.
With greatest appreciation, Lady I.
Well, I'm certainly happy to meet you too, Mr. Jones.
Let us view the portrait.
It must be opened right in front of you, Your Majesty.
Very well. Niece, you may do the honors.
There you go.
Right in front of me. Yes. Why, it looks exactly like me. Take a look, everybody. Don't you think it does?
Yes, it looks exactly like me.
And exactly like me.
Oh, how lovely an exactly like me portrait. Thank you, Mr. Jones.
These exactly like me portraits have been very popular.
Yes. Where do you live, Mr. Jones?
I've been residing in Glassland. However, I am moving to Southwood next week.
Oh, I must introduce you to Lady Elaine Fairchild. Her best friend lives in Southwood.
Well, you are all excused. I will take the exactly like me portrait inside and show it to the Queen, the Prince, and all the others. Thank you very much, and farewell.
Farewell, Uncle Friday.
Well, I must be on my way. Call me if you need any more speedy deliveries. Bye-bye.
Farewell, Mr. McFeely, and thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, let's go see Lady Elaine Fairchild.
I'd be glad to meet that lady. I've heard many things about her.
Oh, she's a pretty famous person.
Famous, I understand. Pretty, I haven't heard.
I'll just ring the bell and see if she's at home.
She runs this museum?
She surely does. She's a very busy person.
Well, well, well. a lady and a newcomer. How in the world are you both?
We're just fine, Lady Elaine. I'd like you to meet Mr. James Michael Jones.
Oh, glad to know you, Toot.
It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance at last, Lady Elaine.
My, my, you're a fancy one.
Well, everybody's fancy in one way or another, Madam Fairchild.
Oh, well, that's for sure. And now, where do you live?
I'm in the process of moving.
He's moving to Southwood, Lady Elaine.
Well, that's where one of my best friends lives.
Perhaps we can meet someday. What is your friend's name?
Betty Okanak Templeton.
You don't mean the Betty Okanak Templeton?
Well, yes.
But that's the reason I'm moving to Southwood. We became...
Oh, excuse me, my phone's ringing. I'll be right back.
That's a surprise that you know Betty Templeton.
I certainly do.
Are you going there to work with her?
In a way, yes. We met not long ago at a formal reception. I did her exactly like me portrait, and we became...
You do use mirrors for those, don't you?
Oh, yes. They give the best likeness, and it takes so little time to complete one. Just the framing, really.
Oh, yes. It's very clever.
Well, one thing led to another after Betty and I met, and she...
Well.
What's the matter, Lady Elaine?
That was Betty Templeton on the phone.
Oh, good.
What did she say?
As she said, she was going to get married.
Married? To whom?
I happen to be the fortunate gentleman who will marry Betty Okanak Templeton.
You, Mr. Jones?
Indubitably.
She said it all happened quite suddenly, and she sounds very happy.
Well, I'm overcome.
And she wants us to be bridesmaids.
Wonderful. We'll have a wedding.
Won't it be fun?
When will we have it?
In just a few days.
Yes, it's very soon. Betty and I are rather quick movers in the fast lane, you know.
I can see that.
I must get on with my moving. I trust I'll see you ladies in Southwood soon.
I'll say you will.
Farewell.
Farewell. Well, what about that?
Looks like we're going to have a very busy week.
I'll say. Now, if we're bridesmaids, I think the thing to do is to wear something blue and a lot of fancy stuff on it. And what do you think?
Well, I think that we ought to ask Betty Templeton about all that. After all, she is going to be the bride.
Oh, that's right. Well, whatever. It'll be fun.
Yeah. I'm going to tell everyone at the castle.
Okay, see you, Toots.
See ya.
Meow, meow, Aberlin.
Oh, yes, Henrietta.
Meow, meow, Okanak. Meow, meow, Templeton. Meow, meow, meow.
She called you?
Meow.
Did she tell you about the wedding?
Meow. Meow wants meow, meow, be meow, flower girl.
A flower girl. Oh, that's wonderful.
Meow, meow, all dressed up, meow, meow.
Oh, yes, you certainly will. And you'll carry the flowers, and you'll look so pretty.
Meow, meow, excited, meow.
Oh, me too. I'm going to tell all the people at the castle.
Meow, meow, tell X.
See you soon.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Trolley. Have you heard the news? Yes, Mr. Jones and Betty Templeton are going to be married. Oh, yes, I'm sure.
So, James Michael Jones asked Betty Okanak Templeton to marry him, and she said yes. And Betty Templeton asked Lady Elaine and Lady Aberlin to be bridesmaids at the wedding, and it looks as if they have said yes. And Henrietta said yes, she'll be the flower girl. Have you ever been to a wedding? Well, they are very interesting for people of all ages. When I worked at a school for young children, I remember so many times when those children got all dressed up and pretended that they were having a wedding. Sometimes they used an old curtain for a bride's veil, and they'd often wear great big dress-up shoes. There were some children, though, who were too shy to dress up themselves, And when they played wedding, they'd do it with those little dolls that they could dress up and pretend that one was the bride and one was the groom. I know a little girl who wanted to wear a real bride's dress, but her parents said no. She would have to wait until she was grown up. You see, she wanted to be the real bride. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. People can like you just the way you look right now. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you. I like. It's true. I like my dad the way he looked. I'll just leave this portrait of him right here so that we can compare it with the one Diane Dengel does of me when we're together the next time. When you look at yourself in the mirror, do you see that it looks just like you? Do you? It's a good feeling, isn't it? It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that we're friends. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.